to the gallows at sunrise. They say I am going to hang. Through the opening will fall my young body. On the end of a rope I will swing. My pals have all died on the gallows. Pleadings have all been in vain. She suffered to rear me from childhood, and now I'm her sorrow and shame.
All right, enough of this depression. It's the Brian and Vinny Show here at figure4online.com. It is Tuesday night, February 3rd, 2009, here at figure4online.com. We have a packed show for you today.
Sure do.
We've got a some presents we've got to open, the Christmas presents. Mm-hmm. The Christmas show is going to continue here sober.
It is never too late for Christmas.
No, we're going to open a couple of them here and the rest on Thursday. This is a freeloader show, and I can't give away all this gift opening here for free. So you freeloaders will get to yours open a couple of gifts, but if you want to hear us open all of them, you're going to have to tune into the show on Thursday. Plus, we have so much else to do today. We got Raw, we got SmackDown, and we got some shout-outs as well that we're going to read at the end of the show today. So that is the plan. And as always, before we get the Brian and Vinny show on the road, there's always some important notes, some site-related notes.
Sure.
That I've got to get into today.
Crucial bulletins.
A crucial bulletin, most notably about the King of the Board tournament. We're in the Sweet 16 now, or something like that.
How many did you start with?
About 100.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, the point is, tomorrow, Wednesday, everybody, is a big day. It's myself versus Crumbly, one of the biggest matches in the tournament.
That's right, you had your debate today.
Crumbly's gimmick is that he is a TNA nut hugger, a TNA ass fucker is what he is. And I, of course, am fighting for humanity. And so our big battle is tomorrow, and we did, in fact, have a debate today. They asked me if I would do a debate if I made it to the match here with Crumbly. I said, of course, I'll do a debate. We did it on Neutral Ground, the radio show of Ed in San Antonio and Peach Machine. And if you go to the front page of figure4online.com right now, and you click on the Tuesday update, and you scroll all the way down to the bottom, there is, in fact, a link to the debate. It is 30 minutes long. I was told about this. I was warned that Crumbly had never lost a debate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what that meant.
Had he ever participated in a debate?
Apparently, he's participated in a lot of them, and they say he's never lost.
Wow.
So it was like I was facing Hicks and Gracie here.
Apparently.
I don't know who determined that he'd never lost a debate or anything like that, but I went in there, and I debated Crumbly on the merits and the lack of merits of the TNA program. We talked Raw, Randy Orton, a number of other subjects as well. If you want to hear about more than just King of the Board, you should still listen to this interview, because we debated a number of different subjects. And suffice to say, if I do say so myself, I baked that fucker like a cake.
Mm-hmm.
It was a one-sided ass-whooping, even worse than the one-sided ass-whooping that I handed the Americool. So win streak's over. Streak of winning debates ended. I'm on a new streak right now. I'm on a streak like MVP. I am now 2-0 in debates.
Mm-hmm.
Skewered the fucking Americool and skewered this motherfucker.
Now, what did you do in the Americool debate?
He just called into the show randomly. We were doing a radio show.
I see.
And he happened to call in the day before his our contest, I believe. And he tried to ambush me on my own show.
And that went poorly.
Very poorly. I very poorly. So that poor fucker got axed, and now this guy as well. So my best wishes to Crumbly and your future endeavors, but tomorrow I am going to lay a pounding upon you in the King of the Board tournament. And, of course, everybody listening right now that would like to participate is welcome to go there and cast your vote. It will be in the Major Psychological Issues Forum on Wednesday, and I know there's at least one former WWE WCW and ECW wrestler who appears regularly on this show, whose name I probably should not mention, but you probably all know who it is already, and perhaps you'll talk about it on Thursday when
he appears
on the show, but he's already asked me to make sure to provide him to the link because he hates TNA so much that he's going to participate in the tournament and vote against Crumbly. So yes, everybody.
He hates TNA so much that he wants none of their fans to ever have anything good happen to them.
That's right. Lance Storm is endorsing me. Lance Storm is endorsing me. So cast your vote tomorrow. Support myself and Lance Storm, not Impact.
I can't argue with that.
That out of the way, let's move on here. Like I said, I don't need to say anything else because I said everything I needed to say in the debate. You can all go listen to that right now. But let us open some presents right here.
We have a couple of cards first.
All right, let's hand me one of them. By the way, I this has nothing to do with anything, of course, but today I went to my jiu-jitsu class, and we had a guest instructor, a black belt, and I rolled with him for a while, and of course I was on the bottom, and I tried to do a high guard, and you know what he did? He postured up. Anyway, let me read this card.
Wow, that's a scintillating tale.
All right, it's time for your dental checkup.
I guess it's not a gift.
Thanks, Vince.
Here, try that one.
Please call today for an appointment. Missed that one.
That is.
I know who this is from.
Yes. Well, his name is on the outside as a clue.
We don't want to use his shoot name. This is from the Wayne family. Not Bruce Wayne. They're going to kill me when they find out I just opened this today. Oh, it's a picture of young Nick.
That's right.
Love, Buddy, Shauna, Nick, and Minnie, 2008. Look at that little bugger.
I got the same one, yes.
Wow, how about that?
It is adorable.
I'm going to put that right here next to the cheerleader.
That's lovely. I'm now passing me a large tube.
All right. I'm afraid this better not be the Bob Sapp dildo.
If that's the Bob Sapp dildo, then he is in the wrong field.
It's from J.R. Shelby.
Although we do have a package from Japan.
We're going to have to make sure. Actually, you know what? We'll open that one. That'll be the last one we open today.
Okay.
That poor guy, that's from Cappy.
Yeah, he sold us like in November. Like, did you get my gift for that?
Yeah, he asked me again today. And I said I will find out when I actually get the rest of this stuff out of my car. This has all been in my car for 2.5 months now, everybody.
Yeah, I hope there's no food in here.
So, let me...
If that's like a giant sausage, literally a giant sausage, we're in trouble.
No, it's not. But I can't get the fucking thing out. It appears to be a... It's something...
I'm guessing a poster. It's a large...
Oh, that's actually pretty cool. It's a poster for the wrestler.
Wow.
Look at that.
That is flipping awesome, actually.
That is actually pretty cool. How about that?
That's the official movie kind of. It's on both sides.
When this guy wins the Oscar, I'm going to autograph this myself sell it on eBay.
I'm just kidding,
J.R. Shelby. I'm not going to do that.
That's a very cool gift.
That is very cool.
We'll frame that and put that up in here somewhere.
All right. Now let's open one more. This one from Cappy.
Oh, you want to do the Cappy one first?
What else do we have?
Oh, a bunch, but I thought...
Well, no, just we're opening the Cappy one. That's the last one today.
And then the rest today.
The rest on Thursday.
I see. I thought we were going to end the show with it, but I'll give
you
now.
No, you've got to... Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. We'll end the show with it.
Aha!
You've got to pay to hear us open the rest of the presents.
Yeah.
What more could you ask for $9.99?
Yeah, that's almost a dollar a present, so it's really quite a deal. I guess it's a little more than that. Closer to, but...
Yeah. All right, let's... I'm going to do one more thing here before we get into Raw and SmackDown. We had a poll on the front page. Poll here. Let me look at it here very quickly. The poll is, do you think that Monday Night's Raw rehabbed Randy Orton? Very important question here.
Yes.
Let's look at the results. As of the time we're recording this update, the results are... 223 votes, 52.6% say, not all the way, but most of the way, but last week did some long-term damage. It's actually what I voted for. 119 people, 28.1%, said, no, last week did too much damage.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd go that far, but that is, in fact, in second place. And in third place, yes, he's as hot as he was, and last week will soon be a forgotten memory. 19.3%. I disagree with that one right there.
I did not vote in the poll, but I probably would have voted the same as you. This week was a positive step, but they are still not to where they were 2 weeks ago.
They did what they could. But
at least my thought was, at least they acknowledged it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
I
actually mentioned that in the debate today. In WWE, when they do something really stupid, they try to remedy it.
Yes.
In TNA, I'm sure they spent this entire week talking about what an awesome show last Thursday was.
When WWE does things stupid, they sit back and they watch and they go, you know, that didn't quite play out on TV like I saw it in my head. Let's do some damage control here.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the answer there.
There's the whole Raw recap in a nutshell.
And really, the big problem still remains that I bought tickets for No Mercy, and now I have to see Shane McMahon and Randy Orton. Fuck you, WWE.
That is no bias.
I want my money back.
Well,
I could have seen Randy Orton versus 100 different good wrestlers. Instead, I have to see him against a guy. Think about this. Shane McMahon is doing this match 2 weeks after he couldn't go 30 seconds without blowing up.
Oh, the match is going to suck.
So I'm supposed to believe that
unless
in 2 weeks,
unless the Mean Street Posse runs in,
he's going to get in such phenomenal shape that he's going to have a great match with Randy Orton.
No,
not happening.
No,
not happening. So now I got to pay for this, and who the fuck would pay for that match?
No one.
No one.
No.
Not a single person.
I can kind of defend it in that we mentioned that they did Cena and JBL at the Rumble, and the reason being, you have the Royal Rumble there to sell pay-per-views, therefore you don't want to waste a good opponent for Cena on this show. Similarly, for
opponent? Well, hold on, explain that again?
No. You don't want to do, for example, Cena versus Orton at Royal Rumble, because people are always going to buy it for the Royal Rumble.
Do Orton versus Jack Swagger. Anybody.
No.
A wrestler, for Christ's sake.
Well, that's...
I don't want to see him against Shane fucking McMahon with
Orton.
2 weeks of training.
They could do Randy Orton and Charlie Haas would be better.
Yes!
Okay.
Getting all hot and bothered now. Let me play a song, and then we'll talk about Raw. Why isn't this goddamn computer? Sorry, everybody. Let's play Warrior on Pills. That one looks a little too long. Let's play this one.
And perhaps accurate. Darkness imprisoning me. All that I see, absolute horror.
Whenever they make songs with you, you sound so white.
And why do you think that might be?
Whereas whenever they make songs with myself, I can pull it off. I can pull off anything.
I don't know you sound like a white man with personality.
That, well, okay, yeah, that's...
I just sound like a dork.
Well, I'm a minority. I'm half Mexican.
You're half minor.
That's right. All right, let's play one more. And what the hell is this thing right here? It's only 39 seconds, so we'll give it a shot.
Tyrant Hill! Tyrant Hill!
Are you sure that was only 39 seconds?
Yeah.
Wow.
I got to play one more because all it says is Rick Astley, never going to give you up, and it's 19 seconds. So that has to be a drop of some kind.
You would think.
What could it be?
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around.
What's still funny.
Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna sing. Sorry, that's not smell down behind me.
Oh, goodness. Well, we'll actually start with SmackDown. Smack of the Down, as they call it. I'm trying to remember anything about this show. Oh, yeah, the show had one good interview, which I have some things to say about. And then a bunch of boring-ass matches.
Yeah, this on the worst week of wrestling TV maybe ever, where you had Raw, which just had a catastrophically bad angle. ECW, which was totally lame. Impact, which was historically stupid. This show was merely boring, and thus the best show of the week.
Are you talking into the mic?
Am I?
I noticed that...
I've been looking too much at you.
I noticed that sometimes your audio is poor, and it shouldn't be.
Well,
I blame you.
I'm not very talented.
All right.
I'll work on talking to the mic more.
That's what the mic is there for.
Mm.
Think about it like a...
ice cream.
I was going to say think about it like it's a cock, to make a gay joke, but I'd rather just say imagine it's boobs, because then maybe you actually will put your face right in it.
It is.
I'm actually trying to improve the show here, as opposed to just making fun of you. Imagine that's just a giant tit.
It's actually kind of small for that, but I'll do my best.
All right. SmackDown opened up with a video of Matt turning on Jeff. A lot of footage of the two of them growing up and that sort of thing. And then Matt came out in the most ill-fitting, low-rent suit I've ever seen. I'm trying to think of times when I've had to wear a suit in a public place. Nancy Grace, for example. I did not look nearly as low-rent as poor Matt did right here. It was like he got Kozlov's suit jacket and the redneck's jeans, and he borrowed a shirt from, I don't know who, Brian Kendrick, and he put this ensemble together and walked out with it. First mistake. So they sat down in the chair, and what they did was, he did this promo about why he turned on his brother, and meanwhile they had clips of the two of them growing up mixed in. Now, in the background was music.
Mm-hmm.
Music.
They played music when they showed the clips, and then they come back to Matt speaking, and there was still music playing.
There was still music.
Yes.
There was music playing through all of this, like sad music. Now, I did a show with Dave on, I can't remember what day it was. It was Saturday night, and we talked about the show. I had not seen it yet, and he mentioned that there was music playing throughout the thing. This actually might not have been on the show. But anyway, when he told me, I was like, music. And he said, yeah, music. And I said, that sounds dumb. And he goes, well, it kind of worked. So I thought, okay, well, let me watch this here. So at first, I really wanted to hate it. Because it was like, why is there music playing behind? It's not like music in the building.
No.
It was like they put music behind him like this was a scene out of a movie.
Yes.
But this was a live event.
Right.
So this made no sense to me. But then whenever they showed the pictures, it made it seem like there's a sad video playing in the background, and they're cutting back and forth from him to the video. So then I was like, okay, this is fine. Unfortunately, then there was a period of about 3 straight minutes with no video, and at that point I was kind of like, you know, I'm not sure, but I'm not sold on this.
Yeah.
So I didn't really buy the whole thing. I thought Matt's promo was pretty good. He never really gave that good a reason for attacking his brother all these years. It was like, you know, people cheer him more than me, or I don't know what his deal was.
People cheer him more than me, so it was the jealousy thing. And then he was tired of taking care of him because he was such a fuck-up. Which would be fine, except he hasn't fucked up in months.
No.
And there was a he said this in one sentence. This should have been a major point of the promo, but he said it once and then moved on, and between the clips and the music and the booing, it was lost. But he implied that while he obviously attacked Jeff with the chair at the Royal Rumble and was seen by the world doing that, he implied he was not responsible for the prior attacks, the jumping in the stairwell and the pyro thing and driving him off the road. He said that was somebody else. So,
yes, actually, I was listening, and it's not really what he said. He said, what did he say? He said nobody could prove that he attacked him stairwell, blew him up. So they did leave it open. Yeah. I guess we're supposed to make our own decision, and maybe in the end there will be Christian's appearance at WrestleMania or something like that.
Well, the key reason I brought that up is because that was one of the first reasons. The first reason it was a dumb heel turn was just because nobody wants to see them fight. But the second reason would be it didn't make any sense because that would mean Matt had done all these prior attacks for literally no good reason. He was the champ and Jeff was the challenger. So at least, again, it's sort of like the Orton turn. At least when they know they've done something dumb, they try to fix it and cover it up.
He couldn't just go over to Jeff's house and smother him in his sleep.
No, he had to.
This is his brother, for God's sake. You have to.
You have to
rig pyro to get rid of your brother.
You have to drive him off the road. Take out his girlfriend too.
Well, that at
too.
Least he was in the same town. Then we had Kendrick against Truth, and this was 2 minutes long. There was nothing to it. Truth won.
Zeke
had been
ejected.
Sent to the back.
Yes,
yeah,
for
yippee.
No good reason.
MVP and Chavo. MVP now on a 2-match win streak, much like myself, and no heat, wasn't really all that good. Chavo missed a frog splash and MVP at the drive-by. Drive-by sucks as a finish, number one. Get a new finish. And number two, MVP as a babyface is not working right now. I don't know.
Well,
he's a better worker as a heel than he is as a babyface. So I'm not sold on this one. And then he cut a promo saying he wanted the U.S. title back.
Okay, a couple things. The drive-by, It's such a, so much better than his old finisher that I'm fine with it. I just think he needs to execute it better. I think it just looks
crappy. What was his old
finisher? The play of the day, or that stupid...
That was also stupid.
That was much stupider than this.
So he's got two stupid finishes now, just like his win streak.
This is a great improvement over that. He just needs to do it better. It looks kind of ugly this week. Two, I put the blame for being a boring match more on Chavo than on MVP. Just because I've seen Chavo have lots of boring matches. If MVP is still a babyface in a month and all his matches are still boring, then yes, he'll be a bad babyface. But for his first or, I guess, second match as a babyface, I'm putting the blame on Chavo for the general lack of excitement in general. And he wants his U.S. title back. Given the choice between MVP and Shelton, I would take MVP. So I'm fine with that.
Then we had Umaga returning and killing the redneck. Nothing of note, except he's dropped some weight and... That was that.
Yeah, this is more exciting than the Truth Kendrick match only because Umaga was back.
Undertaker against Mark Henry in an Elimination Chamber qualifier. Yes, Undertaker had to qualify. And yes, he did in fact beat Mark Henry. Henry worked him over. Undertaker made a comeback. Booted Atlas. Hit a choke slam. Fucked up the Goga plot as something fierce. And then got the submission. And nothing to write home about.
No, it was a acceptable television wrestling match. Everything was going along fine. And then I don't know if it was Undertaker or Henry's fault, but the finish was botched to a horrible degree. He couldn't just put this hold on. He had to like do it in kind of a try to do it in a cool manner where he had Henry on his back and he grabbed an arm and kind of rolled over and suddenly they were just not touching at all. And so he scrambled and hooked it back on. And this is a TNA moment.
You couldn't
because,
just Kimura him when he was on his back for fuck's sake?
No. Like TNA, this is not live. SmackDown was not live, and this could have been edited off, but they left it in, so they just left in the shitty finish. So, way to go, WWE.
Got some spam or something here. Does she love you again? This may be from Rovert. It says, do you want that she loved you yet more? I don't know what that means.
Just say yes.
I guess so. I'm going to delete that one right there. All right. Where were we? Damn it.
The wrestler hype video.
Oh, yeah, the wrestler hype video. Some clips from Larry King.
The ROH logo made SmackDown.
Yep.
Wow.
Vicky was in mid-ring, and she introduced us to her husband and soulmate, Edge, who last week she tried to fuck over because she thought he blew up Jeff. So then he came out and talked about how he'd been talking forever about how he was innocent, and people had called him a liar, including in front of his wife. And I thought, your wife called you a liar last week. But, of course, they've forgotten all about this. So
yeah.
She talked about, or he did a little dance and the people were wrong and told them that they needed to say they're sorry. And was about to do a five-second pose when Big Show came out, hugged Vicky, and then Edge took her to the back. And then it ended, and I was like, what the hell was the point of that?
I don't know. I couldn't figure out what show he was doing there. I still don't know why they're... teasing Edge and Big Show, because that's clearly not going to happen until at least after Mania. And that's a long build for a feud no one's really going to care about.
Well, at least they're doing a slow build to something.
At least they're doing a slow build to something.
Although this will lead to nothing.
I couldn't figure out why Show was out there, and then he had a match.
Beat Festus, just squashed him. Sucks to be Festus.
It sucks to be Festus, and it sucks to be Festus performing the worst tornado DDT I've ever seen.
Festus looked bad in this match.
This is not his best
night. Is what happens when a guy who's been a giant his whole career has to work with somebody bigger. It's horrible.
Talk about unfair competition. If this was real, Undertaker gets Mark Henry, who's the world's strongest man, a former ECW champion. Big Show gets Festus.
Yeah.
The tag team guy.
Well, Big Show's friends with Vicky.
Well, that is true, actually. That makes sense. So, yes, and then he also killed Jesse just for fun. So, this is dumb.
Eve and Michelle had a confrontation which led to Eve slapping her, which is going to lead to a bad match next week.
Indeed, and this is a bad segment leading to that bad match.
Everyone can look forward to that one.
Yeah.
Then we had Hunter and Kozlov and Kali.
Speaking of bad pro wrestling.
In the Elimination Chamber qualifier. First off, I have no idea who thought this was a good idea. Second off, it sucks to be Hunter. We had some moments with Kozlov and Kali working together, which was worse than anything that's ever been seen on this earth. Kali got sent outside, and Hunter worked with Kozlov, and it took forever for them to get to the ring with entrances. And then they had a giant commercial right in the middle of the match. They tried to cut out every single possible minute of this match that they could. And it finally ended with Hunter low-bridging the Russian, and then he gave Kali... what they claimed was a pedigree.
A pedigree-like maneuver.
It was a pedigree-like maneuver. I don't know what move he did, but it was horrendous. So a horrible match with horrible wrestling and a fucked up finish. Way to go, SmackDown.
This was their main event.
Boring ass show.
They couldn't have just not had Great Khali in an Elimination Chamber qualifier.
No.
Just have him do the Kiss Cam.
Well, yeah, they had to because they didn't want to beat the Russian.
Again,
I realize they could have put somebody else in there aside from Khali.
They could have just had Kozlov keep training.
You know what the show was?
The training videos are working. His matches
no
are
buys.
Not.
No buys. That's what the show was. No buys.
It's true. Nothing they did made me want to buy anything.
Let's play something here. And then we'll do some Raw.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan.
Oh, boy.
You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. I'll hop on the bus.
I'm done, Garfield.
Awesome. Awesome.
Funny things are funny when you know they're happening and they still make you laugh.
Yeah.
I saw the coming a mile away and it happened and I still giggled.
Actually, you know what? There's a King of the Board theme. Have you heard this?
I don't know.
Where the fuck is it?
If we haven't played on the show, then I haven't.
The King of the Board theme. I gotta find this.
We'll just sit tight, Brian. You just look through all them drops.
This was created.
Perhaps it's under K.
This was created by the Cancer, who is a legitimate music producer.
Really?
Yeah.
We have so many talented listeners.
We really do.
What must they think of this show?
Well, they like it because they
I guess they pay for it.
Make stuff like this. Don't mind that noise.
I hope that wasn't it.
No.
Butchering this man's work.
I'm typing in King and theme and. So far, I haven't seen it yet. This tells you how many posts we have on this stupid board right here.
How about
here.
KOTB?
Oh, that's actually probably what it is. Maybe if I just typed in theme. All right, I'm gonna try theme.
T-H-E-M-E.
I could just stop the show, but why bother?
Why start being professional now?
Oh, here we go. King of the Board 09 theme song performed by The Cancer. Here we go, everybody. Let me load this baby doll up here. All right.
Hold on. Excellent.
Of course, my computer has to go all wacky.
Excellent. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Get ready, everybody. Fuck you, QuickTime.
Want to update?
All right, here we go.
I'm the king of the board.
Goddamn travesty right
Don't
now.
Fuck with me. He's put a lot of work into this.
I should be king of the board.
No shit.
Hey, turn my headphones up.
Rock on, he's a Don. Alvarez, they want him dead. Rabies is my homie and he'll come and get you where you live. Neville, he's the devil, but I still think that he's cool. Vote the cancer, motherfucker. If you don't, then you's a fool. Fuck Kelly, I would kill him if I wasn't high. If he comes to Vegas, he's gonna feel my fisted grizzly dry. Vanilla pie, here we go. Ed in San Antonio. Sawyer Rufus, then you...
What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything.
I blame you.
God damn it!
Me and Grady smoking trees. John Wayne, Sweet 16. A brush to DJ with a dope campaign. Blitz, keep them picks, Santa bitch. You know what I mean. I love you, Peach. But how the fuck did you beat out the Bone Machine? In the King of the Ball.
They didn't vote for me, Dave.
What were they thinking?
I'm just saying, though, like, if I had to pick a Rookie of the Year, to be first kid star Sinbad, the kid is like on to the board.
Sinbad.
He's young. He's got great facials. He's in the best shape of his life. I'm just saying.
I ain't done. Not at all. Itchy Bond. Hates you all. M-Rob. Crippler 1. Jason, no, we having fun. Teddy Long. Get the bone. This is an emergency. Sitting duck. Don't give up. Come and smoke a blunt with me. BDR, Prez, Dooley's, we all star. Does anybody know where the fuck did Peggy go? As for Sox, man, we on the board rocking till the last motherfucker gets dropped. It's the king of the board.
No way I can get your name.
Jimmy Lanes, as I see you.
Not everybody.
Hi, lurkers. Still love y'all.
Don't be afraid to board.
Adam 4L, Omega, Dragon King Carl, Adam and Mike,
Hardcore Hogan.
It's the king of war, goddammit. L4W. It's your boy Cancer. Oh, yeah. K4D, Sunday nights, 10 p.m. www.thecancerandrob.com.
Why didn't we end with that?
Why do we do anything else?
That was that awesome or what? And you didn't care about the king of the board.
I do now.
Christ, that was awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
We don't deserve that.
And this then those assholes voted him out.
He's not in anymore?
No.
I was going to say I was going to go vote for him right now.
It should have been me and the cancer in the finals, but these bastards voted him out.
It should be king of the... It needs to be the cancer of the board tournament where it's all rigged. And it's a big tournament, but every time cancer's in it, he just wins.
Well, maybe if I win, I'll rename it the Cancer Memorial King of the Board Tournament.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything that cool in my life.
No shit?
No.
Thanks for the update. Cancer, Vince has never been as cool as you.
No, ever.
I know you're shocked. Yeah, everybody. That was created by the cancer on our board. A great man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. He may be coming to Vegas, too, so now you really need to get a ticket, Vinny.
Yes, yes, I do.
All right, so with that fabulous program...
I may ask for a live rendition of that song.
That fabulous song out of the way, now, unfortunately, we have to talk about Raw, which was not a bad show,
don't
get me wrong.
It was not as cool as that song.
It was not as cool as that song, but it was not as bad as last week, so... It opened with Shane coming out and doing a stupid-ass dance.
Yes, I was editing your newsletter. Believe it or not, I do edit it. And
I don't, actually.
I try to. I do my best. I try to. But yes, the first sentence you wrote was, as you noticed, Shane was doing a stupid-ass dance. And the first sentence I wrote was, after Shane out in all capital letters, because I was angry, still doing that stupid dance.
Yeah.
He's almost 40.
You know, believe it or not, he's only almost 40, by the way. He's younger than Lance Storm, everybody, since I'm name-dropping Storm on this show. So they replay this stupid-ass angle, and they tried to clean it up with editing. They sped everything up. They edited out everything that looked bad. So they tried to make it as presentable as possible, which is fine if you ignore the fact that the entire angle itself is that Stephanie was going to fire Orton, but she had a worse punishment, which was ass-kicking by Shane fucking McMahon.
Yeah. There is no saving it. It's true.
Shane McMahon was a fate worse than firing.
Yeah.
An ass-kicking from her brother. She had 20 fucking wrestlers on the ramp,
right.
And she chose her brother to beat up Orton.
Yeah.
God, this place is retarded.
Huh?
So he comes out, and...
He was cheered, which I was just appalled with.
Yeah.
How dare you people cheer this guy?
So he said that Orton wanted a match with him at No Way Out, and they were going to have a no-holds-barred match that nobody could interfere in. Please explain how this is possible. How is this going to be enforced, just out of curiosity? We could have a DQ and a no-holds-barred match? So then, of course, Orton came out, not a moment too soon, and he said, you want to know why you were able to beat up three wrestlers last week? He said, you didn't. He said, I told Ted and Cody not to fight back. Watch the tape. Watch the footage. Which, thankfully, they didn't show
again. I was going to say, yes.
So, he said that there were 30 guys or 20 guys on the ramp. And he knew that if he attacked Shane, it would be 20 on 3, which are unfair odds in WWE. Not in TNA, but in WWE. So, this was their explanation for why Orton got his ass kicked by the son of the owner. So then they tried to ambush him, but Shane grabbed a stick, and I was thinking, thank God he's got a weapon at least this week.
Yeah, I was fine with Shane with his stick welding off the three legacy guys.
So they ran away. Ted took the worst of this, and that was that.
Yeah. Again, as we noted, at least they did everything they could to try and salvage this, realizing in hindsight it was a poor, poor idea.
But they salvaged it into an Orton versus Shane McMahon match.
Well, they're still okay.
I don't want to pay to see that match. My ticket money is going towards this match that I don't want to see.
Well, consider...
I would like to see Randy Orton have a good match.
When you paid, Brian, you paid money to see the Elimination Chambers. You didn't know anything else that
was
on the show.
I just paid for the pay-per-view. But I don't want to be offended by it.
Well...
They're having... To me, they have to follow No Mercy.
That was your last live show.
That was my last live WWE show. And they're trying to follow it with Shane McMahon versus Randy Orton.
No bias.
Then we had Punk and Mickie James against Regal and Layla. So man on man, woman on woman, that sort of thing. And anyway, Punk is now 0-2 since winning the title. Regal pinned him, and this sets up a match for the belt next week. So there you go.
Yeah, it was short. Finish
who
was
pinned Punk last week?
I think he was in another tag match or something. Oh no, it was the Money in the Bank qualifier. Jericho pinned him.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Of course, Jericho's not going to get a title shot. The belt's way below him.
Of course. But
and they don't want to ever see that match again.
Oh, for the Intercontinental title?
No, just those two wrestling together.
That was a poor match, and yes, the Intercontinental title is not important enough for Jericho to hold. They wouldn't waste it on him.
No.
So yeah, the finish was he took a bump from the apron to the floor. Regal, he was standing in the apron, and Regal yanked his foot off, and he landed flat back on the floor. That looked like it sucked.
Yeah.
And then he was struggling to get in. It looked like he was really struggling to get in. Then he got kneed in the head and pinned, so sucks to be him.
Priceless and Crime Time went like 2 minutes. Stupid finish, as usual. It broke down into a four-way, as every tag match does, including other matches on this same show.
Mm-hmm.
And Cody was in the ring past the allotted 5 seconds, and so the ref called for the bell. And the reason he was in for an extra 5 seconds was because Shad was kicking his ass. This was the dumbest finish in some time.
It was no good. The only good part about this, Shad hit a giant backdrop on Ted DiBiase, who is a very big man to go flying through the air like this. And they were in St. Louis, and I saw a sign saying, Legacy is hot, and I think that was Peach Machine's friend Jen holding that sign.
How about that?
Yeah.
After commercial, Orton was giving his crew some pep talk, and we couldn't hear it. We had Jericho in the ring doing a promo. For those wondering, I don't know what the plan is today, but I am thinking that as of now, Ric Flair is playing the role of Mickey Rourke until Mickey Rourke either wins or loses at the Academy Awards, and then he can come in and play himself.
Ah, so the Oscars are before WrestleMania.
They're on the 22nd of this month.
Okay, good.
So quite a bit before WrestleMania. So anyway, he came out, and this was where he had the temerity to say that Flair had been doing interviews with low-rent websites, and said Flair was tarnishing his legacy by doing such a thing, and said he wanted one last shot at the spotlight. These legends need to be put in their place. He wanted all legends out of the Hall of Fame.
Awesome.
Which was quite the deal. And then he
is so awesome to being this petulant little brat, basically.
Yeah. So he said if he wasn't for these... this was actually Cena coming out to defend the Legends and challenge. It was kind of weird because he challenged Jericho to a match, but they'd already announced the match. And...
I don't know.
The match came along and it was fine, but I just sat there thinking, why am I watching this match? What is this match setting up? How is this match set up? What is it leading to? I have no earthly idea.
Yeah, it was not... Not their best work. The both guys, their promos were fine. There was a point here when they were showing all the Mickey Rourke stuff, and one of the news programs they showed, the anchor was referring to Rourke's Roman appearance at WrestleMania, and he referred to this as Mickey's misstep, which I thought was kind of an odd thing to show here on Monday Night Raw. But
it was a misstep. He challenged a real wrestler.
I guess that's one way to think of it.
It is a misstep.
The message I got was he's dabbling in this silly little world of pro wrestling.
Oh, it's that too, but... Yeah. Ray and Kofi against Kane and Mike Knox. When I saw this on WWE.com, I was appalled. But then I saw it, and it was actually not a bad match at all. They had some... Ray and Kofi did a lot of good stuff together, and Kane and Mike Knox were perfectly fine bullies. And Kane ended up... What do we have? Kane pinning Ray.
Yes.
At the time, that made no sense to me, since Kane was not in the Elimination Chamber and Mike Knox was, but later Kane was put in, so I guess it's fine.
Sure. They were working very hard and very fast, and I thought, this has been the night of two-minute TV matches. We're going to get another one here. And then they got the heat on Kofi, and they gave him enough time, and Kofi ate a giant boot from Mike Knox, and that looked like it sucked. And, this was a fun little TV match, and they... Mike Knox did not get the win, but he did break up the 619 and take out Kofi, so he did everything. He set the table for Kane, and Kane just hit the chokeslam to finish it off. So it was like Knox did all the heavy lifting, and Kane got the glory.
Then we had the Stephanie thing backstage with Shane. She's walking up, and she's telling Shane to be careful because Sunday's a big night, she said. Sunday.
Is Sunday.
She doesn't even know the fucking date of her own pay-per-view.
Well, I didn't either.
Jesus.
I forgot.
This woman is so stupid lately. She's so ineffective at her job. She's like a female Mike Adamley. Remember she was trying to explain that tournament for something or other? Remember that one? And she just kind of threw out these things and all former champions and didn't mention any names. And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then like the week after, she had another What'd she do the week after? It was another stupid thing. Here she doesn't even know the date of her own pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to be looking for their pay-per-view on Sunday. It's going to be TNA, which sucks to be you people.
Maybe Shane will show up there.
I wish that match were on that show.
Then where it fit in.
Give me Shelley and Saban on the No Way Out show. Or No Way Out. So anyway, Legacy flew in and knocked him out. And then Orton was, he looked at Shane on all fours and was going to punt him. But then he went, no, I will punt the woman. But Shane made the save with his kidneys, and then security broke it up, and Orton was appalled at his behavior.
I thought this segment was awesome. First of all, it didn't drag on too long, but when Legacy attacked, they were clearly attacking Shane, and Stephanie was just collateral damage, because they hit Shane, Shane knocked Steph, and Steph knocked into the wall. So you could tell Shane was their target, which made sense. And it wasn't they beat Shane up for a long time, they fought off security, and Orton was prepping for the punt, and it wasn't until then he realized Steph was available, and she was a perfectly vulnerable target. And that's when he got even more evil and went to target her. And then Shane, acting heroically for the first time in, I think, years, threw his body in the way, took the bullet for his sister to save her. So this was a great little segment.
You know, I'm not in favor of men beating women, and I always hate it when it's done. But when she was on all fours and he started...
Dude, I said this when he kicked Vince. Steph ran out, and she was crying and bending over Vince, and I screamed, kick her too!
And she's supposed to be a babyface.
Yeah.
I want to see this woman punted and off my TV forever.
Yes.
So, then we had Beth Phoenix and Candace, and Beth pinned her, dropped on her head.
Does Candace Michelle need to be taking high-angle back suplexes?
Does Candace Michelle need to be in the ring?
Well, no.
She was great until she got hurt, and she's never been the same. JBL called out Michaels for his job evaluation, and to make a long story short, they are having a match at the pay-per-view, and the stipulation is it's all or nothing. If Shawn Michaels wins, he is free. JBL will pay him a severance package good for a one-year contract. Shawn will have plenty of money, and life will go on. And if Shawn loses, however, JBL owns everything. He owns the Shawn Michaels trademarks. He owns the Shawn Michaels name. He said he will be making money off of this until Shawn is dead.
Even after Shawn is dead.
Even after Shawn is dead. He will take all the money and give none of it to his offspring, his wife, his children, the whole nine yards. And then he began acting like, method acting here, the biggest asshole in the world, the biggest bully you could possibly find, while Shawn practically cried in the corner. Because, mm-hmm. of course, if Shawn does anything before the match, he gets nothing. And JBL was great. Shawn was great. The angle's, like, idiotic. How do you trademark a guy's real name? Well, you can't. But we have to pretend you can in this storyline here. So, anyway, this was pretty damn great, and that was that.
Oh, it's not his real name.
Shawn, well, I guess that's true.
Yeah, but, yeah, the all that matters is that the performances are both great, and the fans are totally into it. And when this was over, I was psyched to see Shawn Michaels and JBL, and I did not think this was possible.
I don't know if I'd quite go that far. I was foolish enough to say I was excited to see Cena and JBL to see what Shawn Michaels would do at the Rumble, and they had a fucking god-awful match.
Well, Brian, Shawn Michaels is a better wrestler than John Cena.
And JBL is still going to be JBL. I'm not expecting them to steal the show here.
Well, no.
We had Steph. Again, I couldn't get Shawn Michaels against Randy Orton.
That actually would be better.
That would be better than all of these stupid-ass matches.
That would be better than anything else they're doing on the show.
Steph met with Kane, and I guess she told him, go get your brother, and I'll put you in the Elimination Chamber. So Undertaker's facing Orton next week, and Kane got a bye. And I guess Stephanie just doesn't have the Undertaker's phone number.
There's just no way of getting a hold of him. Only Kane can contact him at the graveyard.
Kane is the only intermediary for the dead man.
Kane is actually his brother's agent as well.
Apparently. And then, of course, we got Cena and Jericho, which, as noted, was a fine little match. The FU is now called the Attitude Adjuster.
Lame.
Which is a god-awful name. And Cena ended up reversing into an STF. Jericho tapped out, and match was over. No angle.
Nothing accomplished.
Show ended. What did this accomplish? What was the point?
We are right.
I don't know. At least it was a good match.
We were right where we were. The show began with both these two guys. Perhaps I've forgotten a point where Jericho beat Cena and he had to get his win back here.
I don't know.
If I've
hell of a way to set up Flair confronting Jericho next week. Maybe he'll call him a loser or something.
Sure. I don't know. It was a pro wrestling match, by which I mean these two guys did as little as possible just to keep the fans barely awake for the majority, and then they did a really cool finish, and the fans will end with it. So there you go.
All right, let's play a song here. And we'll do the shout-out. We should play this every week, too.
The Egotistical Eight.
The Egotistical Eight is called.
Yeah.
The Deuces Wild Tournament. The shittiest tournament in wrestling history. Super Eric and Eric Young. Vince Russo. And I get sick when I'm around. I can't stand to be around. I hate everything about Impact.
Everything about TNA. Everything about the opening recap.
Everything about the entire show in general. A reverse cage match with the girls.
Okay.
Fuck you, Vince Russo. Just fuck you.
I remember almost none of that. I do think it's sad that that song could just...
Egotistical Eight.
That song could just be recreated every 3 to 4 times a year. And it would still be relevant.
Oh.
Deuces Wild Tag Tournament.
Righty. Yeah. Anyway, everybody, we got a website here.
It's fun.
It's fun. And if you enjoy this show that you only get to hear once every other week, then sign your ass up, because we do a minimum of 2 Brian and Vinny shows a week. We have 3 this week, because we're going to do one after the TNA show. Actually, we're going to do one after... I don't know when we're going to do one. We got a bunch of shows this week. I don't know who's going to be on what show, but I know
that... there will be some shows.
We've got this show tonight. We had Ken Shamrock on earlier today. Got Rob Emerson of UFC on tomorrow. We've got a Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer tomorrow. We've got a Lance Storm show on Thursday. We've got a Brian and Vinny show on Thursday. On Saturday, we've got a post-UFC show because there's a 3-hour Spike special that day. And on Sunday, we'll have a post-pay-per-view show with myself and Dave, and probably me and Vinny doing something as well. So that's just a schedule for this week. That's not counting all of our other shows. We've got a number of shows here on the website, and of course you can go to the front page and click the audio button, and the full archives are there. We've got the Wrestling Observer show with myself and Dave Meltzer 3 times a week without fail. We've got the Dragon King Carl Stern show, which is the history of professional wrestling, and lots of other things as well. He once, I believe, a meth lab blew up in the middle of one of his shows that he was doing. He's a cop, so you got to follow the excitement there. Got the Dr. Keith show, tons of interviews with tons of big stars from the independent scene. Of course, the Brian and Vinny show, Figure Four Daily, which is a show I do interviewing guests from the world of wrestling and mixed martial arts. Figure Five Star Radio with Mike Coughlin covering mixed martial arts, which is always a fun time, and he's a very passionate man. Adam and Mike show, Japan, hockey, pretty much every conceivable
boxing
subject under the sun. Boxing, Japanese pro wrestling is one of their specialties. That's the Adam and Mike show. And Tough Talk with Oliver Kopp and the great Mike Sawyer. And we're going to have actually both of those men on Figure Four Daily in the next couple of weeks, probably starting on Friday, and talk to them. And we're going to get some other individuals on as well. Eventually, I want to get all of the guests for all of the other shows on Figure Four Daily so they can tell you why you should also listen to their show. You also get the archives. We've got so many files here, I can't even keep track. There's over 1,000 radio shows, which means probably several thousand hours versus of audio if you sign up. You get full access to everything. Also got the Observer and Figure Four archives. At least 2 new Observers up every week, a new and an archived edition. And when Dave does 2 issue weeks, there are, in fact, 3 newsletters up every week. There are currently 79 issues of the Observer in the archive, and there are currently 389 editions of Figure Four Weekly, which is a newsletter I put out every week. And those are available for subscribers as well, new and archived. Plus, you get the board. You can participate in the King of the Board voting. You can perhaps participate in the tournament itself next year if you gain a reputation as a hard boarder. And, of course, on the board are all the songs, the drops, and number of compilations of radio shows. Great Man Contraire puts out compilations of all of our TNA rants, among different things. And, of course, we've got the Wrestling Observer Live archive there as well. So that's all available for subscribers, $9.99 per month. It's a steal. You can't go wrong. Business has been great of late, even though we're in a depression, probably because it's so goddamn cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a month's worth of entertainment for $10. So
Price of one movie ticket.
You cannot go wrong. You cannot go wrong. There's enough different shows to please everybody. No matter what you like in pro wrestling or MMA, there's a show on our website for you. So sign up today, WrestlingObserver.com, Figure4Online.com. Join the fun. You will not regret it. So, with all of that said, let's read some shout-outs from people who don't regret it. All right, this is from Rue Diego Rat Ray. I actually knew a Rat Ray once. I don't think this person is related. The shout-out is for Viva Rat Ray, who is the baby warrior, and for Rhonda Rat Ray, who is the center of our universe. May all Rat Rays everywhere enjoice! Embrace the rats, pigeons, skunks, and other denizens of the nocturnal world. Never forget that the spirit of Rat Ray flows through the brave and mighty. Never forget that the celestial choir sings out for Viva and Rhonda, and that the glory of the sun and its residents, denizens, and prophets will forever settle in the house of the rat. Never forget that as the glacial waters run and the magma of caldera soars, so as much the house of Rat Ray rises. May Viva Rat Ray read her books, eat her vegetables, and reject the frivolous. And may the house of Rat Ray emerge in glory and honor at the emergence of the rodent knight. Thanks, Brian!
Wow.
I have no earthly idea what I just read.
It sounded very impressive, though.
I have no earthly idea what I just read.
It sounded like he was, frankly, setting the goal, the bar very, very high for his young child.
I think someone needs to set that to music and make a drop out of that. Because I think that'd be quite the song right there.
Choir singing. Hallelujahs.
Yeah. This is from Lady J, Stevie J's significant other.
Brian Lass?
Dear Brian, I was number 8 in the Detroit Royal Rumble pool. Oh, I forgot. I guess everybody that won the pool gets a free shout-out. I never mentioned that, but she just, I guess, made the rule.
Sure.
So who am I to say no to Lady J? I was number 8 in the Detroit Royal Rumble pool, and since Randy Orton won, I would like to cash in a shout-out. Major props to Randy Orton for winning the Rumble. I enjoyed watching you win, and I'm sorry you got your ass kicked by Shane O'Mac.
Mad
love
too.
To the entire Detroit Motley crew, particularly the Peach Machine and his hookup for our awesome seat upgrade. FYI, the Royal Rumble production folks were logged on Facebook for the whole show. Hope they voted for Brian in the King of the Board tournament. Me too. Can't wait to hang with everyone at WrestleMania and UFC. The Poderoso Empire will surely make Houston and Las Vegas get on their knees. I don't know exactly what that means either, but sounds like a fun time. The Vegas convention is in May, everybody. I believe May 24th and 25th weekend in conjunction with the UFC Frank Mir versus Brock Lesnar fight. We're going to have a huge convention. I would guess we'll have at least 24 members of the Empire there, potentially even more, maybe as much as 36. And we are, in fact, going to have the first annual grappling championships.
No.
We've got a number of matches signed, including myself and Mike Coughlin, which is going to be quite the battle there.
And do you have a facility for this, or are you just going to do it like the hotel lobby?
There is, in fact, a facility that has been put together. And I have also been challenged by the Peach Machine, who has me by 20 pounds, but I don't give a fuck. I will dispose of Mike Coughlin quickly and in rapid fashion, and then I will take on the Peach Machine, and we'll see what happens. But that is coming up in Vegas, so you do not want to miss that either.
Now, you'll be training by carrying rocks underwater?
Fuck no! Look what happened to that guy. Although I am going to try and get my corner to grease me. That's what I'm...
I bet you are.
I'm trying to find some ladies, if at all possible. I don't need any dudes doing it if I can avoid it, but that's my plan, because I know Coughlin's going to try that high rubber guard, and there's no way to get out of it except for grease, as you're all aware. So, anyway, kids, that's the show for today. Let's play one last song.
Wait.
And then, what?
The gift.
Oh, yeah. Bring me Cappy's gift.
You have to check out this wrapping paper, too, by the way.
Get me Umanga! Then we'll play a song, too, by the way. I don't know what this song is. It just it says Billy Gunn's skin color. I'm not sure I trust it, so we'll see how long I can go there. What the hell is it? Vinny is a goober, it says. Vinny is a goober, it says. What? There's a Teal Day bang on the side. I hope this is from Cappy. It's got his real name here.
It's from Japan, I assume.
It is from Japan, and detailed description of contents. It reads, snacks.
Uh-oh.
Number of contained, 7. And pottery.
Hmm.
Number of contained, 2.
I've never seen a package wrapped in wrapping paper and then, you know, put through the postal service that way.
Well, you can do anything.
It's in Mylar wrapping paper. There's hearts all over it. Very Christmassy.
There's a... It says here as well on the tape, B-A-D-O-O-M. Badoom. I guess that's what the Great Khali says. There's another one here that says half-breed.
I gotta talking about you.
Satchel ass. That looks to be all of them.
I see.
The inner container has a bow on it.
Appears to be a giant styrofoam box with, indeed, a bow.
There's a smell to it as well, so...
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that means.
I hope it's not fish heads.
So do I. Cappy'll be in some trouble if it's fish heads. See, now this is what you want to pay for, don't you? More of this. All right. Wow. Let me read the note, then I'll look through it. I was wondering why everything was cold. It's been in my car. Dear Brian and Vinny.
In tiny letters.
He had to find... He had to forgot to put that
that's
in.
That's true. Show it again.
It's written in, like,
yes,
later.
He wrote the whole thing in green, and then looked and said, I forgot Vinny, and added it in black ballpoint pen.
I hope the Christmas season is finding you well. I thought that my favorite knuckleheads really should get some sweet Japanese goodness. I hope you guys enjoy these goodies. Do not share them with Brent, for the love of God! I picked the wackiest things I could find, including men's pocky, named because it will increase your virility.
What?
Not because of men's tail. I ask for no Christmas present from you guys, except to continue being funny and entertaining.
Sorry, we let you down.
I was going to say, that's asking a lot. And maybe playing the Ian drop with Hello, I Love You every once in a while. That I can guarantee. But yeah, enjoy the goodies. They are tasty, I think. Please try something on the show. It would make me ever so glad. Love you, Cappy. P.S. Sorry about calling in drunk one time. P.P.S. Fuck Don West. And PPPS, there is a drawing of a cock next to a happy face.
That's true.
I don't know what that means.
I don't think it means anything. He just felt like drawing a cock, and he drew the cock, and it made him happy.
All right, now, hold on.
There's a lot of stuff in there.
There are a number of gifts here. For example, this, I don't know what that is.
I see fire.
There's an angry jalapeno on the front of it.
An angry, toothless jalapeno.
There's also, for example, I don't know what that is either.
Oh, hey, let me see that.
Those are animal crackers.
There's a pink hexagonal box with koalas on it. SaveTheKoala.com, Australian Koala Federation.
There's a bar here.
Yeah.
That says, and I quote, crunky, crunch chocolate.
I think these are animal crackers. It's a good. Oh, here's a. Okay.
There's a keychain.
I recognize that sound. Do it again.
There's a keychain with a video, a pixelated video game character on the front that says Family Stadium.
I think that may be from the original NES Pro Wrestling game.
There's another one here. Let's
play
this
one. Animal crackers, by the way, on the side, they are look like animal crackers, only they are stuffed with a fruit filling.
This one says Zevious. Japan is so fucking weird. Adam and Mike are rolling over in their graves right now.
Yeah.
Ah! Japanese Kit Kat!
Ooh!
I gotta try that one. All right, Cappy, I'm eating something here on the show. This better not be poison.
While you're eating, hand me the bag with the fire on. I'll see if I can figure out what that is. I deduced the mystery of the fruit-filled koala bear.
Uh-oh. How come that's... Is that supposed to be that color?
Yes.
It's white.
Right. I don't know. Eat it and see if you die. He's offering me the stick.
Try it. Mmm. Yum.
It is white. It's like cookies and cream.
Here's a bag of chips.
It's just white chocolate.
A bag of chips with an animal on it.
That's a shrimp.
A lobster. So anyway, out of all this food here, there's one more thing. What the hell's going on?
You hit a button.
Oh. There's one more thing that I'm not so sure about.
That's a tube.
It is a tube of Long Keep Gel. Wet and hard.
Keep that over there.
Unfortunately, the instructions are in Japanese.
Go in there, figure out what it's for or how to use it.
Long Keep Gel. Wet and hard. I'm not sure if I put that in my hair or my cock. What's the answer?
There's only one way to find out.
I'll start with my hair. Cappy. What the hell can be said about such a fine man?
Merry Christmas.
All right, everybody. We are out of here, but first, let's play this final song. Billy Gunn's Skin Color. What is this? Brian and Vinny had a wrestling match.
Now, when we say wrestling match, we do not mean bra and panties match.
They
do not mean lingerie pillow fight. They had a athletic contest.
Fuck our ass. And Billy Gunn is actually in, not even blackface.
No.
Black body. All right, quiet down, you. Let's play this instead. TNA latest show. Total nonstop action wrestling. Show. We played that last time. God damn it, Brian.
Hey, I'm opening the koala bears now.
All right. Start eating some more food. We haven't played this one for a while. All right, here we go.
Party! What have you done? Party! Who's the only one?
We've got to build to the high spots. Who's the one you want? Shotgun. It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day for some competition. It's a nice day to start again. The koala bears are a win.
Yeah?
Want one?
No.
Try koala bear.
All right, one more here.
Do it, you pussy.
No, I don't want a koala bear.
Watch. Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
In fact.
It was a little bit frightening.
That was a win.
That was the whole drop, wasn't it?
All right, I can't top that one.
Koala All bears, right. It turns out, are crunchy with a fruity filling.
All right, would you take this box of food home?
Okay.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. We'll talk to you. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Mmm.